Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. Sorry, I can't yell because stuff. Anyway, this is episode 166. Today is Saturday, May 25th, 2019. I'm your host, Lita, and joining me...
wherever.
Is my co-host,
you
Stone.
You need to lift your hands up a little bit more because... yeah, there. And then point to your left. Point to your left. There you go. There you go.
That way. Yeah. Oh, because normally I'm the other way. Okay,
I know.
I've switched.
It's it. Like, it's okay. It's okay.
I'm not used to being on this side. I'm on this side, guys. Anyway.
I know.
Welcome.
Welcome. Oh, thank you for having me. I'm very pleased to be back on. It's been so long.
Oh, it's been forever. So, welcome. Thank you for joining me this week and we'll have a chat and, you know, catch up and all that fun stuff. However, we are doing something a little bit different this week, which is exciting. We will see how we go. So
okay.
This week we are doing, take it away.
An Iron Elite call-in show. So
yeah,
the reason why we're gonna do this is that I saw somebody else who went, and I want to give credit where credit's due. We took it from Shieldwald and Spencer Downey from the Darharding Zone, where they have patron call-ins. Now we have more avenues for people to support the website than just that, right? So we do Twitch and Patreon and PayPal. So I think Jason Lucas, he told me that they stole it blatantly off of the Angry Chicken. So, I mean, you know, we're all stealing it off of each other. But the reason why
sharing.
I thought I want, sharing. We're sharing. Well, I mean, we're not really competing sharing. Against each other, right? So we're all doing our
exactly.
different things. So, but one of the reasons why I kind of jumped on it was I often find it difficult to give more than a thanks to people that support the site. And I thought this would be a cool way to get some folks on. I mean, I don't think we're going to get everybody on because it just depends. We have a certain amount of time, right? And so I don't know if we're going to do this again. We might do it again. We might not. I don't know if we're going to do it at the same time. You know, 1 month, we'll 2 months, 3 months. I don't know. It just depends on how it goes and how well it's received and all that. But that's basically why I wanted to do it was, I often struggle, giving rewards and I know some folks don't want rewards, but
we appreciate it.
I appreciate it. And I thought this would be a neat little way to do it. I'm going to grab Azzy first because he's got his joke. Okay. And then I'm going to go with Onyx Hammer. So if you're listening, just be prepared to start to talk. Because I do need to do some things to let you join and all that stuff. So I can do that. And now we can drag Azzy in. And I hope this works. Hello, Azzy.
Yeah, let's hope it works. Azzy?
G'day, how you going?
Oh my god, it worked.
It worked. Yay. Awesome.
I'll just mute the thing. Oh, how you going, guys?
Yeah. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Not a problem.
Oh boy.
It's been a while.
I'm waiting for it, Azzy. I'm waiting. I'm waiting for it.
Oh. Is okay. That, is that all good for the pun? Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, come on, hit us with it, and then we'll ask you how you're doing.
Okay, what did the one Egyptian say to the other Egyptian when they both farted?
When they both what?
Farted.
Oh, farted, okay.
We both have a toot in common.
See, that was good.
That was good.
I really like that one.
That was good.
That was great. That was great.
That was gold. That was cute with a level of, you know, a little bit like, oh, where's this going? Okay, that was good. So, Azzy, what have you been up to? How have you been going? How's the irons going?
Good. I've just got to get over the next step. I got 102 and died. Yes. But it gave me a lot of information of what I can and can't do. But you know, yeah, 102. I used to go to Legion invasions, and the big boss, I might just wait till it's almost dead and take. Yeah. And this guy had an AOE that goes out from the ground, and he's just about to die, and I just got one arrow into him. And he just must have let off an AOE, just he died and it killed me. But anyway, yeah, so I've learned a lot from that. One of the things is I did a whole of Vashir at 82.
Okay.
And I didn't quite finish it. That almost got me to 90. And it wasn't too difficult. It wasn't a lot of hard quests.
Was that the first time that you've done Vashir on an iron?
No, but I haven't done it recently since the changes. And recently there was in one of the quests that you couldn't do without someone intervening, and that blocks off most of the rest of the zone.
Okay.
So just doing death tag with Stir.
Yep, death tag, just, I like it, yep. Mm-hmm.
And currently I just almost dig in 72 and just cruise along.
Nice.
So basically, yeah, just chilling. I've got my pacifist to 30. Just in,
wow, as he's got a level 30 passive. What? Nice. Well done. What the hell? I know. Going
for ages. Just jump in and sometimes do the dailies and everything. And so yeah, just in 30. I try to start a green and a bloodthirsty, but so I'm trying to have one in each flavor. Okay. I suppose on the positive note, since our spreadsheet of death, I haven't had a DC death so far since the ISP fixed.
Quick, that's good. Touch wood.
So it's all going good.
Your net's been pretty good since you changed over a while ago, though.
They changed the lines or do something, I haven't had a DC since. I'm keeping a more detailed spreadsheet this year with, you know, how long it takes me to get to a certain level when I die and what actually happens, so I can probably learn from revision.
Okay. Hmm. Well, that's a good idea. All right. All right. Yeah.
And I've refined my path, you know, with the scaling, it sort of threw everyone's path out, so I've got mine down pretty well. So to like something like Stir and the others, it's to me it's a bit of like get to 60, it's not too difficult. Got my path set, and more so like when I got to 102, like I said, it gave me some ideas of what to do getting to 100, so I've learned a lot from that. So
awesome. Well, that's really good. So what would be the biggest tip? Because obviously we've got a lot of new people starting off. What advice or what tip would you throw out there to the newer
I want your biggest tip, please. Go.
I'm not going to say you can change specs. Everyone knows that. I've done my job. You want to mark this time on the podcast for editing?
We don't edit.
read the F and FAQ.
Yep.
Because my eyes bleed reading Discord sometimes. I think just pay attention. I like all the tips have been said, you know, to death, really. There's nothing's really changed. It's just, you know, be aware of, you know, the quest you're doing, and don't play tired. I think that's like what sometimes you're not paying attention and your pet dies, and the next thing now you got down to 10% health because they just chew through your HP.
Mm-hmm.
And be aware of zones in any particular spot. For example, I go for Fellwood with the Jadefire, what are they called? Jadefire guys. You have to really be Satyrs, yeah. You've got to really be aware because they have a buff on them that attacks the person on melee, so your pet or even anyone else, it'll just get ripped to pieces and your pet will die a lot. And just be familiar, you know, I've been through the zone so many times, I sort of know when I need to concentrate. So I think just be aware of what mobs do what and just be aware. Read the FAQ. Did I say that? Read the FAQ.
Yeah, it is very, very important. Absolutely. Last question. Azzy, how long have you been doing challenge turns now? What year would this be?
10.
No, I think it would 8? Have been probably. Well, how long's since Stone took over the podcast? Oh, sorry, the site. Okay, probably about a couple of years before that.
2013, so
I think. Yeah, probably about 2010 or something. It was like two or three years.
Almost 10 years.
Almost 10.
See?
Yeah.
No, that's when I first started. I think I did Horde, and I did think of some of the deaths. I remember I was Amethyst Isle, and I dismissed my pet to get another one and died. And the infamous moth death, level one moth death. I said, I've told that one before.
was that you?
Yes, slash play two minutes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And the death by phone call where I got I died because I went AFK to get it accepted. I was 80 something in Mount High. Mount Hyjal? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. That sounds familiar.
I mean, but that's not a bad thing to die to because
I'm getting used to the scaling and the mobs, and I'm certainly changed my path. I don't do the plague lands. With all the options you got now, you don't have to do stuff A, you don't like to do, and A, B, that's dangerous. Because now one of the other things I find is when I get to 60, Rathi Highlands, where normally it drops off a bit, but you still, you know, you get that, like Maria's head and the two heads in the keep, where you still get 15 or 16 or 17,000 XP after 60, and you can just fly in and fly out. It's a lot easier. And
that's a good point.
Yeah, like for Shear and just when I went to get to the garrison, I don't do much for the garrison, I just did objectives. So, it's a lot of those things, really. It's just dust off my blood. My eyes will bleed with my blood. Jeez.
One day, Azzy, one day. Oh, you never know. All righty. I think we've done Azzy's time. So say bye, Azzy. Thank you, Azzy.
One last thing. Can we have a song later?
A what?
Can we have a what?
Song. I jumped into a stream and later was singing.
Really?
No, I told you. I don't know.
Really?
Thanks, Azzy. No. Well, there was a particular reason. I was streaming last night and something happened. So I sang the line, whatever. I can't even remember what line it was that I was singing. But yeah, as he just happened to jump into the stream while I sang the line. And from my, if I remember, Azzy, the what you typed was "my lord leader's singing, I better go" or something. So, yeah.
Okay, I understand. All right, thanks for having me on, guys.
All right. Okay,
thanks,
cheers.
Azzy. See ya. Oh, so funny. Okay, it was, okay. I can't even remember. Something happened and I sang the line, whatever it was. So, yeah. Anyway. It happens sometimes, you know. Things happen.
Raining men?
It's raining men. Where? Please, let me know. I'll go there. Anyway.
BlizzCon. There were so many guys. There were so many people there. And I know there were some people that really liked you. Really liked you. Anyways.
Next person, please.
Okay, Onyx, I'm going to give you voice and then drag you in here. Hello, Onyx.
Onyx.
Maybe.
Hello.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
Hello. There you go. How's it?
I hope my connection's not too bad. I'm actually at sea just now, so.
You're at sea?
No, you're fine. Completely fine. We can hear you fine. So welcome and thank you for jumping in. How are you? What have you been up to?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Just got my new Pally Dwarf. I think I've started him now 5-6 times in the last month. So I will get up there, just keep on plodding along.
Okay. Nice. And just concentrating on irons, or have you delved into some of the other challenges?
I'm just concentrating on the iron just now. So one thing at a time, because I was listening to your cast the other week and you were saying about swapping between different ones, between passes or greens or whatever, and nearly accidentally equipping things that you shouldn't do.
Yep.
So I thought, right, I'll just stick with the one and I can't mess up then too much.
So you're very focused, which is good. Some people like to be focused on one tune. Nothing wrong with that. Other people like to be focused over many things, don't they, Stone? So
focus.
That's good. So focus over many. So Onyx, what's been the most exciting or memorable thing that's been going on with your irons so far?
My favorite part, I can't remember what the woman was called, but it was in Wetlands, and she's over on the northeast side, but and she's got a load of, well, she's a caster herself, but she's got a load of casters around her, like hunters or whatever they are.
Yep.
And I was on my prop pally and I tried to sneak up behind and pull her, but then she disengaged back into other people and then kept on pulling them. And I think I had about 4 or 5 of them up against me at one point. But I managed to survive and get by it and get them killed. But yeah, that was pretty a tense moment.
Yeah, I bet. Because, I mean, she hits pretty hard from memory.
So, oh, yeah.
And you were on an iron, right? You said?
Yeah. It was, prop pally.
Okay. I think
stone form came very handy. Bubble was used. Mm-hmm. And I think I was casting flash heal in between each attack as well, so... It was very tense, had no mana, nearly died, but got there in the end.
Nice. Well, that's good. Well done. Congratulations, because
it's
can be hard.
It's a tough fight, yeah. I think the only other time I've tried her is on Hunter, and even then it was kind of dicey. So
yeah.
on on any other class, I don't think I would try it.
Yeah.
But Pal is pretty strong, right?
So. I'm loving it. It's absolutely insane. There's only that one glob, whatever it is, the big green thing in Eastern Plaguelands.
Oh, yeah.
Western. Yeah, Western Plaguelands. Yep. The next one that you were talking about in your stream that you dodge all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's the one that ended me on that particular pally.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
But anything else I've taken on, I haven't had any actual issues with, to be honest. Pally seems to be pretty solid.
Okay.
I'm going to stick with that. So.
Okay. So how's your leveling path been for you? Like, have you got a thought process of, okay, I'm here, so I want to go, you know, I want to go into this zone, into this one, or are you kind of just feeling it out as you go along?
Well, being a bit naughty at the same time, because I can't not finish all the quest lines.
Mm-hmm.
I know, right. I know you all say, oh, don't be a completionist, yep. Don't be a completionist.
Yeah. I know it's hard, though.
It's very hard. Right, but I done understand.
Edgebridge the other day and yep. managed to complete that. And then I realized that everyone was saying how buggy it is at the end. So that was probably a bit stupid going and doing that. I did it, but I didn't realize how buggy it was. Apart from the Strangleform Veils now, I've got everywhere actually on the Eastern Kingdoms done. So I will probably try and push through Stranglethorn and see if I can get the lot done there. But I'm over on Kalimdor just now on my dwarf. Because all the other ones, I've either gone north or gone south on the Eastern Kingdoms, and I fancy do we change.
Nice. So what level is the pally?
Just dinged 15 there before I came onto here with you guys.
Okay. 50? Well done.
This is Onyx Hammer Mark 5, I think.
Nice. Yep.
So I'll get there in the end, but I want to keep the name because I like the name. Yep. So
okay.
You know, you die, you delete, restart.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. You can't, otherwise we'd have way too many tunes for, you know, if we kept them all. You just can't.
So it hurt deleting my first one. So, I mean, my first attempt, I got to 39, which I thought was pretty good going. But
that is. Well done.
Oh, aye. But my saltiest is, I'm still annoyed by it, is in bloody Duskwood. The eastern side, that spooky house.
Yeah.
Right in the quest hub. Why? Why would
yep.
Why? Yep. Why would they put that there? Yeah. I mean, really?
Because
I went in there to log off and dead.
Yeah.
I mean, really? Yep. Why?
Yeah.
You know, because Blizzard has a really sick sense of humor. You know, they do.
Yeah,
it just
it's not
just,
cool.
It's just pretty sick. Yeah. So, what level was that one that you lost to the spooky house?
I think I was 25 because I just finished that, and I was going to go because I actually just finished all the quest lines there as well. Oh no, I hadn't. I was aiming to do all the quest lines there. But I'm not.
Yeah. I think there's a few people that have real shudder moments when you mention Duskwood. So
it's not just you though, right? It's God, Bob, get out of here. He's rubbing on my Bob says boom no. arm. Get out of here.
As he does.
I think before you, I think we had two other people die to the same thing within the matter of like a month. And it just seemed to be all of a sudden everyone died to that house or the inn, right?
Yeah. Why would you have level 98 cycle? I mean, really?
Yeah, it's definitely rough. But look, you're doing really well so far on this one, so fantastic. Is there any advice, like as someone who's been newer to the challenge, and if
don't go to Duskwood.
There we go. There's one. That's good. Anything else? Tips or a trick that you would give to us?
Well, I just go by. Well, I use this motto in life anyway, and that's just never hurry, never worry. Yeah, you know, just take it slow, one mob at a time.
Like
that's
that.
Good. That's good.
Never hurry. That could be a potential show title right there. Never hurry, never worry. That is a potential
show title, yeah.
Like it.
But, yeah, apart from that, I'm one of these annoying guys that keeps on asking everyone in general and getting told to go and read the frequently asked questions. Even though I've read them about 40-odd times, I'll still come back with a question, which is answered in the FAQ.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's not there, it's not there. I mean, so yeah, it's funny with it because sometimes we could ask questions that don't really fall in there, or we will get asked questions that don't get asked a lot. So,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I'm always asking the questions get asked a lot.
Well, you know, it's one of those things. You could say you're keeping our mods and everyone on their toes. So thank you. You know,
you're keeping me employed. I'm
leveling myself up in the Discord because of it. So
yeah, well, that's true.
Somebody's got to catch Nisi, right? Because she's at like
no one's going to catch Nisi.
Well, I could reset her level, and you know.
No, that's just me.
I think you should just for the giggles.
Yeah.
I think she'd bypass us, like run circles around us anyway. So she does such a fantastic job on there. Nisi, we appreciate you. Thank you. All right. Any other questions for Onyx before Stone, while you shove popcorn in your mouth? Anything? I think we've covered everything. Thank you. Like, thanks for popping in, and we appreciate getting to know you. So, yeah. It's been good. Good luck with your journey too, and keep us up to date.
Yeah, I would like to know more as you continue on, because getting new people playing, sometimes you guys stumble upon things that people that have been playing this for a long time don't really remember. And it's like, oh yeah, you got to figure about that. So like, I do like to hear and see when you guys post like, oh crap, I died to this, or, oh, watch out for XYZ. So please keep us up to date for sure.
Oh yeah. Mm. Yeah. No, definitely. For sure. No, it's been great. So I'm really enjoying this. I'm actually finding this more difficult than Mythic Raiden. I've said that a few times to a few people.
Yeah.
This is definitely harder than Mythic Raiden. And I love it. Mm-hmm. Love the challenge. It's great.
I agree.
Oh, good. Well, thank you. And thank you and very much. Best of luck. Yeah. All right, Onyx. Say bye. Bye.
Cheers.
See you later, guys. Thanks.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Oh, that was awesome. Thank you so much, Onyx. We really really appreciate that. So, yeah.
Hey, strange. Okay. Now I'm just looking at roles. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Hey, Chris.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Hello.
See, now I can really mess with you because you're a mod, so.
But I was going to say, that's
not just here as a mod. You are in Iron Elite, so like you do sponsor the show, so. Yeah.
And we appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. So what you been doing? I know you've been busy. I know real life's been crazy, but how's the tunes doing?
Well, you know, it's so sorry. I'm losing my voice today, too, of all things.
of course.
I thought about it because the first time I was on my show, you guys had me because I was relatively new. Not my show. Mm-hmm. I was relatively new. I had never lost a tune. And we were talking about how all of that was being a brand new person to the challenges and finally trying them myself after modding for so many people who do.
Yes.
So in that span, since my episode, I lost 3 tunes in 3 days.
Wow.
It was the Elders contest that you guys ran. Mm-hmm. Yes. My first tune that I ever lost was called No Dying. And my goal, because I can only play for a couple days while I'm off, I can't really play when I'm working, was mm-hmm. to get to 30. I got to 29. I had like two bars left. And yep. oh, the irony, the rare Murloc in Westfall, of all things, spawned on top of my head while I was fighting another Murloc and smushed me. So I had my first
death by Murloc.
Death by Murloc. And then I might have death by chocolate after that because I was a really sad puppy. Yeah. The very next day, my son, his car got hit by someone and everybody was okay. Yeah. Car was totaled, but I was playing a green man. Should have instantly logged off. I didn't. And I equipped a blue because I was so thinking about the car and him and is everybody okay? Yada, yada.
Yeah.
So the next day I lost my green man who had made it to 42. And their name was Norts a lot because I Nort a lot. I know I do. Oh God, do I Nort? Third death in 3 days was another contest tune for the same contest that I named Try Again because there was no way I was going to give up. So named her Try Again. Got to, I think it was 23. She was a lock. I was in Darkshore, which I know exceptionally well and have no problem doing Darkshore. And I DC'd in the middle where all the spirits are and you have to go get Anya or whatever her name is. DC'd, came back to a dead tune. So I lost 3 in 3 days.
Yeah.
And I don't think we've had another contest since then except for the random one. So all I've done since then is focus on my pacifist. Was I think what level 8, 7 or something when I was on the show because I done it the new way and yesterday she dinged 71.
Yay!
Congrats,
that's exciting.
Leah,
and how are you finding
focus
Bessie?
Do you see focus? Look at what you can do when you can focus on one tune.
Focus power
I focus on my Passy when I'm on my Passy. I focus on my bloodthirsty when I'm on my bloodthirsty. I don't see the problem. It's the same thing. Anyway, how's the Passy going? So are you finding it really comfortable to level?
I absolutely love my Passy, but I've discovered a couple things. I need to play her first. I cannot do regular tune and then go to my pacifist. I cannot kill something and then go to my pacifist. If I am going to be on her, so it's usually my 2 days off a week, she is the very first tune I log on. And then after that, I mean, I won't even log on later in the day and do dailies because I'm not paying enough attention. I had a super bad scare in Borean Tundra where I was flying over, or I call them like the salt flats, but they're not, you know, the big area in the middle. All of a sudden my screen went red and I couldn't figure out what's going on. My health is dropping like a stone. No pun intended. Well, maybe intended. All of a sudden I'm down to 20% health. I'm trying to outfly. I didn't realize it's the rare helicopter behind me. I am almost dead. I think it got me down to 16%. Shadow meld wasn't working. I literally just out flew it, got on the ground and outrun it. And I have never been so terrified on a I cannot lose this tune. This is the one that has to go all the way. So I really have to pay attention.
I've never seen that rare ever.
I hadn't either tune. Until I'm on my pacifist.
I've probably killed it at least about 5 times on my hunter, my bloodthirsty hunter, and probably about 3 or 4 on my warrior when I've had to level through there. It seemed to always be up whenever I went to Borean Tundra. It's weird.
I'll tell you what, if you need that northern exposure achievement, just make a passy, go there, and they'll find you.
I've obviously got good luck with that one, but not with anything else. But that's good. You survived and you're at 71 at the moment. So best thing about a passy, what do you think that is?
I don't want to say zone out because that's exactly the opposite of what I do. But the absolute, you just are so in the moment when you're on them because you have to be. In fact, that would be my best advice to anybody right now on a contest tune is if you're going to be distracted, if you are going to have a million other things going on, or, you know, your brain is not all in while you're doing this, you may want to rethink whether or not you should be on this tune at the moment, because in a split second, it can be a critter going by where you're about ready to click on a weed, or it can be a mob is coming up behind you, or a helicopter of a rare that's behind you. If you're looking at your other screen because you have the Avengers on it or whatever, or, you know, you're not paying attention, then you can lose that tune in a split second.
Yeah.
So for me, it's wake up in the morning, have my coffee, chat with Lita, and just be in that moment as I go and I pick my weeds and I have my game sounds on. Right now I'm in Sholazar. And so I hear the water and music and the ambiance, and forever long it takes me to get a level, because I try to do a level each day that I'm off, I just get to be and enjoy it. And I love that.
It's very chill. Like, it's not like you're zoning out with a passy. I definitely wouldn't say that, because I think you're kind of more.
I think I kind of zone out with mine. And there's been a couple times where I've almost clicked on a rabbit to go kill it.
Yeah. I think, I mean, I know what Chris means, but it's a level of you kind of chill, but you're not zoned out. It's just such a peaceful thing playing a pacifist, to go around, pick herbs and to mine ore, dodge things sometimes, but you can normally, you know, keep yourself out of danger. And Sholazar is so pretty. It really is.
I love Sholazar. Love it. Well, I love anything with the water. I mean, in real life, you give me anything with the water, which is ironic because I'm in Colorado. Yeah. So can't get much further than the ocean than a mile high. But I love anything with water. So I love having my game sounds on. And because all I do is follow the river, I don't go outside of it. I've been trying to do the outside, but those bugs give me a heart attack. And I'm not sure it's worth it for that little bit of ore that's on the perimeter to go around those bugs and the things that are at my level when I'm flying. So I just stay on the water and just smile my whole way through, get my ding, do my tweet, and then, okay, now we can go kill something.
Then done. Exactly. No, that's good. That's definitely a good way to go. But I mean, congratulations, 71 is amazing, so well done for that. Any extra advice or tips or tricks that you want to throw out to all of us, the newer people, us all, you know, us people that have been around for a bit?
You know, still my same advice that I had when I started would be the same now, is remember how much fun this is. I mean, we make our tunes, we level, I'm now included, and we die. But we do this because we absolutely love the challenge of it. And if it wasn't the level of a challenge it was, I don't think many of us would still be doing it. So yeah, death sucks. It was awful. I cried. I was so upset when I lost my first tune. But you know what? You go again and you go again and you go again. And just find that joy and remember why we do this. If it feels like work, maybe take a step back for a minute and remember why we love this, not only this game, but this challenge within the game, so that you can truly enjoy the time you get to spend doing this. We are 1,000,000% not guaranteed the rest of today. So do something you love. And if it's challenge tunes, love it while you're doing it.
Very good advice. Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. Death sucks. Layla says in the chat room, best quote ever uttered on this podcast. So true. It does. Layla. It does. It's absolutely, it can really hurt your soul. So we know, I think we can all understand that. So thank you, Chris. Thank you very much for popping in, and good luck with all your challenge tunes. And we will talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Okay. Thanks, guys. That was fun.
Okay.
There we go. Excellent.
Wow. Gotta have thick skin. Yes, Jupa.
Yes, Jupa. Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you, our Iron Elites, for joining us. Some of our Iron Elites. We appreciate that. Stone, tell me how your week's been.
As I have another sip of scotch.
Another sip. That's okay. Right. I need to refill my coffee in a minute.
Oh, great. Then I'm going to have to go pee. Thanks. Actually, no, you could mute yourself now because it won't mess up the video.
Oh.
Because we're doing it differently this time.
Oh.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm back.
Great. Great. Okay. So my week, right. I'm slightly inebriated. It helps dealing with stuff. So I think we ran a little bit long, but I think it was okay. And I think if we get time, like at the end, people want to post what they've done in the week, we can read that too. But so my week, sorry. See, I'm squirreling because I'm thinking about the show and processes and how to improve and all that. And the show's not even done. This is the way to not do a podcast. Watch me to learn how to not do a podcast. Next week, watch her and then you'll learn how to do a podcast. Yep.
No.
That's how it goes.
No. Nah. No way. We do okay. We get there.
So I got the beta for Iron Man Classic before the stress test so that I could play. So I said, okay, yeah, let's just play it because I want to see what Iron Man is like on Classic. And as we know, Blizzard is not going to put out the API. At least they think it's not. It won't be available yet at launch. So I mean, we can have our rules up, but we won't be able to track it, right? So so I decided to play it on stream, and we got to up to level 5, and I picked the default, for me anyways, would be a Night Elf Hunter. And one of the things that Elby, I believe, pointed out was that, hey, Night Elves can't use Shadow Meld in combat on Classic. And I was like, wait, what? Yeah. You cannot use Shadow Meld in Classic when you are in combat. So that right there, it makes Night Elves lose their huge, huge buff or huge, I don't know what you want to call it, right? So that's a big deal. I would say that when this character dies, if I was going to do it again, I would go Dwarf Pally, right? Is that, I think that's a thing, right? Because dwarves have, the skin, right? The skin thing.
Stoneform.
So yeah. And Pally, I think, would be good for iron. But again, you have to remember you can't pick a spec. right? So that was also a thing too. We were only level 5, right? So we didn't really get to the point where we had to pick a spec or anything. Well, we don't have to, right? But so we didn't get very far, but it still took about an hour and a bit, and just learning all the different stuff about Classic was like, oof. So it'll be interesting to see what happens when I play it again. I don't know if there's going to be a outright front runner for the best class and race combo for Classic.
Okay.
I really don't think so. I think priests will do well. And pallies. Because priests, at least you can still power shield, even though you haven't picked a spec. I don't think it's spec related. So
that's
sure something you have to think about, right? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and is that Azzy? Because it's in blue. Yes, it is Azzy. What is the point of Shadow Meld out of combat? I know. What's the point? Mm-hmm. Because as soon as you move, you break out of it. So it's like, I think it's a very unique use where there's a mob coming nearby that's going to pat by you. So you hit this and you hide and you wait till they go past you. Mm. That kind of thing. But
that's it.
No thanks. I'll pass. Bloodthirsty, killing blow percentage was starting to get low. So it was under 80% because I was going to Volgard hold or point whichever. And I was using the wolves, so my killing blow percentage was getting too low. So I was like, I didn't play it a whole lot because now I need to go find mobs and kill them on my own for a bit to get it back up. Because, when you get to a certain age and get to a certain level, sometimes it's hard getting things back up. So we're going to have to see if we can find somewhere. She's grinning. Yes. Yes, she is.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. I got my pacifist up to 49. So I got 2 levels in a day. And then, so that means at level 50, we're going to be doing a poll to get another piece of gear, because that's what I'm doing every time I hit going to equip another piece of gear. So apologies to anybody that is on my friends list tomorrow, because tomorrow is my character maintenance day. And I'm going to be hopping on and off a lot of my tunes. So is that bloke? It is bloke. You never expected this podcast to take such a hot turn. Listen, man. We don't have a clean tag anymore. I mean, we try to keep it like we're trying not to swear all over the place. But, I'm not going to bleep. I'm not going to bleep things out.
Edit.
Belle broke me. Okay. Broke me. She swore like 5 or 6 times, and the show was like 3 hours long. So I was like, I'm not going back to edits. No, I'm done. I'm done.
Yeah.
Sorry to everybody tomorrow. So sorry.
I'll be at work. So I'm okay. So good.
Well, maybe if you're at work, maybe I can text you to say, okay, I'm logging onto this character now. Now I'm done. Now I'm logging onto this character, and now I'm done. Now I'm logging onto this other character. Now, so basically, I'm going to check my mail. I have 40. I think I'm at 40 characters between challenge tunes and all that.
Right.
So I go check them to make sure I don't get kicked out of guilds. Check my mail, auctions, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So sorry. Okay. In advance.
Sorry.
For tomorrow.
Nice. Okay.
So,
well,
Lita,
okay, I mean,
I thought, Lita, you were saying that you focus on your pacifist and then your bloodthirsty. But from what it looks here, it looks like you have more than one bloodthirsty, and that's not the point. One bloodthirsty. One.
When, focus. Okay, how long have you known me?
I know, and I'm trying to change you. Time. I'm trying to change
you. We have these discussions all the time. You should know by mm-hmm. now that it's not going to work. I haven't even played my passies this week. I have had such a freaking shit week that I'm like, no, I'm not even going to try and jeopardize. I needed to kill stuff. That was it. So the passies sitting, I haven't even done dailies because I was like, you know what? I'm going to do something stupid. I'm going to like accidentally click on a rabbit and kill it, and then I will cry. So I didn't even look at the passies this week. So, yeah. But what I have done is I did play my little iron. So I've got her from 21 to 25. Being that she's Tauren Hunter, it was still trying to work out a good way to go for, you know, again, being picky, choosy. Not being the completionist, I've got her currently in Northern Barrow. So where it's not too bad, grindy quests and all of that. So I'm quite happy over there.
You're quite happy grinding away in the Barrens.
That's it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's it. Always a grinder. So anyway. But I did play more Bloodthirsties this week because obviously... Because
you love the grind.
It's just good to kill stuff. So, yeah. So I killed off my Pally last week, remember? I told you, death by Gnawbone in Wetlands. So I made a human warlock because, you know, you can never have enough warlocks, obviously. I got her from 1 to 14. She hit 14 a couple of days ago, and we're at 310 kills because I like my kill stats. I played my gnome warlock. She went from 20 to 21. She's at 705 kills. Warlocks, I tell you, once you get a fear, once you get drain life, once you got health funnel, between chaos bolt, chaos bolt, conflag. Don't even really need that because, you know, chaos bolt to the face is one of the most satisfying things that you can ever do on a turn, I tell ya. So, yeah, and conflag, fantastic. So destro all the way, baby. That's the way to do it. My dark iron dwarf, which is also a warlock, of course, I got her from 25 to 26. So she's at 288 kills. My light forged hunter, I took for a run around Western Plaguelands because she's high enough. So she's went from 38 to 39. Western Plaguelands, I tell you, is so good for res. Love it. 841 kills she's on. And my Night Elf Priest I played last night, she was at 38 as well. I took her to 39, not 29. Obviously, Lita hadn't had enough coffee by the time she typed that out.
Wow.
I'm at 1,503 kills on her. So she, the priest is disc. And again, she feels pretty good. Pretty good. And I've got her running around Western Plaguelands as well. So other than that, it was just really nice to go kill stuff this week. So I'll have to look at getting back into the passies. But that's pretty much been my week in WoW.
Wow. I'm dealing with a cat. Right?
I know.
Bob is like... Bob was up here. I gave him rubs and he started to hurt me and then I put him down and he's right back up here. He's like, no, I need more.
Yeah.
Cats love it when I rub them.
He's demanding.
So can I ask you, how do you keep all your character names straight. Because I see that they're both...
Because they go up and down?
Wow. Bob, get out of here. Killing me, man.
How do I keep them straight? Well, as in, which I know which my tunes are?
Yeah. Because I know that you have different spellings for basically the same word, right?
Yeah.
But do
well,
you...
Well, they're all linked. So that's just... Right. It's just the way it is. I had originally had changed names way back in vanilla, and I've only got about a handful of other tunes that don't, okay, that aren't Lita. But it was too confusing because back then we didn't have add-ons that you could type and be like, oh, well, yes, I know that this tune is the same as Lita's tune. Right. You know, it's Lita playing it. So I ended up just going, you know what, we're just going to do different spellings. Makes no difference. My pronunciation of it will always be Lita. So, and then all I do is break it down. So my irons, so I don't get confused at all with any, because I used to just call them Litas. It was just Lita this, different spelling. Hence why they're now Iron Lita. So I know, right, that's the iron. Jade or Green Lita. So I know that's one of those. And Blood Lita. So I know these are the bloodthirsties, because the last thing you want to go and do is have a Lita that's a bloodthirsty that you think is an iron, and you go and start questing on them, which is what made me change way back a couple of years ago, because that's what I did. Thankfully, I think we were under the 150, 150, or it might have been the 350, the 300. When the bloods were, you know, when we had that
the questing had, yeah
and I started questing on my blood, only to realize, why am I wearing gear? And because I didn't even notice that, I'm just like, yep, okay, I'm up to here, let's start, let's pick up the quest and away we go. And then go, you know, about 10 minutes later, be like, why am I wearing green gear? Yeah, so that's my naming conventions for my challenge tunes. And of course, Passy Lita is my pacifist, because you do not want to be killing anything on a pacifist. So, yeah. Okay. So that's my namings. Interesting?
Interesting.
Okay.
Cool.
What are you doing? I'm waiting for you to go to the
breaking now news from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
It's waiting for the stupid thing to play.
Okay. Like, she's like, draw it out.
Yeah. So there's no news. I don't really have any news. I didn't really have any news, right? Because I think the show next week, we can talk about Dark Moon Fair again and all that, but I don't really think there is any news. We already covered Classic last week.
Yeah.
So, and how it's going to affect us and all that, so let's just move on. Wait.
Yeah, let's do this.
Yeah, okay, here we go.
Day to the challenges.
Coffee is my blood.
Oh, I didn't fill up. Hang on. I didn't fill up. I forgot to fill up in my talky bit.
Terrible. It's terrible.
You're better than this.
All right, let's do... No, I'm not. Let's do the state of the challenges. So for irons this week, we have got a number 10. We've got Jangler at hit 71. Number 9 is As You Brittle at 75. 8 this week is Peromist at 83. 7 is Nemesis RIP at 85. 6 is Zion Allen. Anyway, it's Zaya at 87 RIP.
You're terrible.
Sorry, Zaya. Number 5 is...
Have fun with this.
Mega cute. X mega cute. RIP at 87. Wow. 185 and 287 is rough week, guys. Okay. Number four is Feral Lyric at 88. Number three this week is Evil Stir at 94. Two this week is Tej Bergritz at 99. And number one this week is Shinari, who dinged 120 this week, who is our sixth iron in BFA so far.
Very nice. Congrats.
Well done, Shinari. Yay.
Nice. Yeah, and well court and awesome. Court and corpse grind is Tej Bergritz. But we will have to get a proper pronunciation on that, because otherwise we're gonna keep butchering it. Unless they like that. But yeah. Shinari, yeah. I mean, we've been this person's had two characters actually that were going side by side, that I think were separated by about four levels as well.
And wasn't much, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't much. And they were playing on different realms too, so that's why they would appear in the list twice, but then their lower level character died, I think like 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago or something. So but it's good to see them get up to max on one of them at least. So
yeah, well
congrats.
Done.
Congrats. So Bloods, we have number 10 is Xayabara at level 48. Number 9, Soul Fist at 52. Number 8 is Gore Crazed at level 56. Number 7 is Blood Zorts. Sounds like a really cool guy at level 59. Number Definitely. 6 is Blood Moon at level 64. Number 5 is Soul Snuffer at level 71. Number 4 is Told You So. 5 Told You So. I got to do the head bob before it. Told You So. 5 Told You So. It's level 71. Number 3 is Blood Trap at level 73. Number 2 is Soul Stoned. That's not my character. It's level 81. And number 1 is Soulful Paw at level 100.
Nice. There. Well done. Okay. Pacifists. Well, Bloods.
And you have to read them all. You have to read them
all. I will read them all. I will read the pacifists.
Yes.
Out. Anything extra? No.
Yes, you will.
So, pacifist number 10 is Passival, hit 45. Number 6 is Posey Picker at T6. 8 is Ferraflora at 48. Number 7.
Do it.
Is somebody.
Do it.
Passing Stone at 49.
Come on. Oh. Wow. I see. Yeah, I see.
You say it. You say what you
You're supposed to read this part.
you've done it smoothly. So he's got a big arrow with the best bold caps. Yeah. Okay, number 6 is Eek at 50. 5 is Awesome Blomster at 53. 4 is Calionia at 55. 3 this week is Ferrapar at 60. Number 2 is Pacifist at 41. And number 1 this week is Xayapassi at 76. Well done.
Was that Chris's character?
Pacifist.
Really? How did you get that name?
Yeah.
I know.
She has got some of the best names for her tune, I tell you.
Okay, so we got tins. Number 10. Sorry, what's that? Wow. I don't like you made me choke on the other thing, so I just couldn't deal with it.
Right,
I just couldn't handle it.
another one.
Yeah. So number 10, we have Goose. Dov at level 25. Number 9 is Gobbish, level 30. Number 8 is Lucy Lynn at level 31.
No, you want me to do it? Okay. Number seven is Cammy at 35. Six, Bertatin at 37. Five is Sarah Zen at 40. Four is Ferran at 62. Number three is Arundel at 62. Number two is Sanchengon at 81. And number one, Tin, is Ezek Magacute at 87. I hope I got that right. I think I did. Okay, greens for this week. Number 10, Celadon at 56. Nine is Greenlock at 65. Eight this week is Sky Green at 66. Seven is Evergreen at 73. Six is Little Bit Verdi at 75. That'll be Rogue Slayer. Number five is Fairy Shammy at 75. Four is Green Rust at RIP at 84. Oh, no. Number three this week is Nine at 91. Two is Fair Verde at 93. And number one for the greens is Zaya Gellith at 104. Zaya's been very busy this week. Well done.
Okay.
Okay. You're right.
Maybe. Okay. So we've got Iron Teams at number eight, Devligend Hollanders. Okay, it's going to be something in Holland. I hope it's nothing bad. Level 21. Number seven is Iron Hobos at level 22. Number six is Five Hunters Rip at level 22. Number five, Avoid the Elites, is also dead at level 22. Number four is Shintorix at level 26. Number three is Dark Tidings is dead at level 31. Number two is Valumiel at level is dead at level 32. And number one is Team Puppet Rides again at level 49.
Nice. Well done, Swartz and Nisi. That's awesome. Okay, so blood teams this week. We have got Injure Face is at level 29 and Great D, but Edible is at 32. Okay. And we have got green teams. We have got 50 Shades of Green hit level 34 and Straight Outta Blackrock hit 43. Well done. Some of the team names are fantastic. Well done. Awesome. Okay.
This just in, it's Chit Chat.
Terrible.
Okay.
I mean, not the bumper, but just takes so long.
The delay. Yes, yeah. Exactly. Okay. So let me do my spiel.
Yep.
This is where you send in your tips, your tricks, your jokes, your puns, all of those kinds of things. If you need answers for questions, good time to do that. So the first one. You're right
from,
to do that.
Bob the Boy, are scrolls allowed? I would say no, because you're buffing yourself. So no.
Mm-hmm.
If you are on a tin, then yes. Because tins, you can do buffs. So.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. And we've got one from Dave the Hunter. Watched Game of Thrones on Sunday. Ugh, horrible. I swear I will never watch another episode.
Because it was the final episode. Get it? Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Got it. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, Dave. You need to pick up your game because Aziz was really good this week. Just throwing it out there.
Wow. Wow. You didn't have to be so mean.
Anyway.
Jeez.
Man. Right. Next one.
Okay. From SSJ Gazhan. Okay, I've started an Iron Man character and just wanted to know if I can learn Ben Jingen first date. It says in BFA I can buy from the auction house, but it doesn't say if it's okay to learn first aid or is it still classed as a secondary profession. You're correct in that, yes, you can buy bandages off the auction house, but mm-hmm. you can't learn how to make them because that requires you to get tailoring and then you get flagged. So, so no, you can't learn them, but yes, you mm-hmm. can use them when you buy them off the auction house.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Anything from the chat room?
Well, I just want to say that Zortz did a facepalm there for the Game of Thrones thing. Man. Gee bus. No talking for me.
Yeah.
No, I think we're pretty good.
Okay.
So thank you to everybody that called in, like we have a phone number. But thank you to everyone that joined. not yet. One question I wanted to ask, though, before we move on is a anonymous gifter, which is how it shows up in my feed, gifted subs to Rogue Slayer and Five Iron. And mm-hmm. I want to say thank you to that anonymous gifter, even though I know who it is because they came to me and told me about something with Five, right? So, does anybody know, is there a way to get like an email like note to say, hey, this person is now a sub? Because that's my biggest problem with Twitch subs, is that I don't know unless I check, and I don't want to check all the time because I don't want to be, I feel like that's going to be my focus, and I don't, and that's not what I want my focus to be, is, oh, let's see if our sub numbers are up. And no, that's not what I want. But I would like to get a email note or something saying, hey, so-and-so is now a sub, which is great, because you can be a sub and not attach your account to Discord, and then I don't know, right? If somebody knows, please let me know, because it would definitely help me out to figure out who's new and actually give people put them up on the list of supporters. For instance, like I believe it was Dino was a what like subbed 3 weeks before we even knew, right? So he wasn't up on the list, and like for that stuff, like I feel bad, but I don't want to check it every week or every day even, right? Like, good Lord. So if anybody knows, please let me know. We are going to pull up the Iron Elite. So thank you to everybody that supports the site. The list was updated as of middle of this week, I believe. It definitely helps. If things change for you, it's okay. I might reach out to you because I'm not sure if there's like a technical problem or not, but things change financially, so I totally understand. Come go as you please. No problem on my side. But for folks that are here, thank you very, very much. So thank you to Ali, Azzy, Chupa, Crash Landing. Oh, hold on. Boom. Crash Landing 99.
Oh, that was nice. That was very, very good.
Daenerys 1985, Dave the Hunter, Dino, Execute, LB, Fair, Five Iron, Frasley Sparksman, Gaston, Grande Haggis, Introvert Genius, Cashbringer, because I will always do this because you got to cash him outside. Chris W. Carice. An anonymous. Okay, Lita. Lita.
Yes. Yes, Starn.
Layla. Mohoria TV. Mrs. Raku Guru. I'm having a bad time reading the names today, and I don't know why.
Do you want me to do it?
No. Nope. Because okay. F stuttering. F it right in the right ear or left ear. I don't know whichever one. But they've discovered that it's something in the frontal lobe that there's too much communication between the left and the right, and it's more based in the front. And because there's too much, when you start to talk, you have all these things and your muscles don't know how to properly say the words, and that's why you stop and have the problems. Anyways, so little tidbit. Never died. Nisi Okanada. Onyx Hammer, P.S. Ducky, Rude De Bruin, Stir, Swing Cat, Taco, Thelani, Tiber, a.k.a. Tiber. Oh, wait, hold on. Tiber, a.k.a. Tiber. Toasty, Tuli Bardine, Turwinkle, Two Frog, Alminia, Unamathil, Winema, Zaya, and Zorts. Thank you all very, very much. Where's my
chat? Thank you, guys.
There's my chat. Sorry. So I have to pull down I have to take the chat down when I read that. Thank you to our mods for keeping me relatively sane. Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Carice. Sorry, Chris. I keep flipping back and forth between the two. Nisi, Stir, Zaya, and Zorts, thank you all very much. Thank you to our Twitch viewers, which I'm going to do because I feel like it. So, because I'm the one in charge this week. So, thank you. Thank you to me, Boz, Fair, Chris, Lita, Nisi, Sir, the streaming bot, I guess. Zorts, that's a bot. Back in 2 minutes. I think that's Onyx Hammer, right?
Yeah.
I can't read that. Wow. Is my vision is going... Okay, wow. I'm going to say Cern the Hunter. Chupa.
Yep.
Bot, Critberry. Cycle Motion. Oh man, hold on. Fanatic. That's an interesting way to spell Fanatic. LB, yeah. Layla, cool. Lurks, Mr. Reflector. Mr. Reflector. It's like Mr. Roboto. Sorry. Mrs. Rock Guru. I'm going to get this one right. Mers Charming, right? Mers, right? Because I always say it Mrs. because she comes into the chat and I always say Mrs., right?
I just say Charming now.
Well, anyways, so...
But, yeah.
Old Man Geeks. Wow, that's what I hope to be one day. Well, I am old already, and I'm a geek, so... Yeah. Poitzel. Kevin. Swing Cat. It's Kevin.
Kevin!
Kevin. Bot and Bot. So, thank you very much for watching. And our next show will be... you can say it however I want it to. So the reason why I say Chris's name with Carice is because when I stream, we have like a robot voice thing that will say people's names. And so it pronounces her name as Carice, not Chris. So that's why we've named her Carice. And it always, you know, anyways, so... So next show will be Saturday, June the 1st at 7 p.m. Eastern. Two Shanks will be joining us. Finally. Finally.
It's excited.
Finally.
We'll be good.
Thank you to everyone that stopped into the show, for our Iron Elites, Azzy, Nick Sam, and Chris. Thank you all very much. If you'd like to offer some feedback on how maybe we can improve things or change things up a little bit or something with that style of the show, let me know. Better to do DMs or email. Otherwise, hope you can join us next time if we do it. And that's it. Later.
Okay. All right. So where you can find us, don't forget, you can find the information while challenging.
You're cutting
there out. Is
hold on. You are cutting in and out. I don't know why.
Cutting in, cutting out.
Yeah, you're fine now. Cutting in. Okay, go.
Okay. All right, so wowchallenges.com is the website, and you will find all our information for things like Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and the YouTube channels. Don't forget you can find us on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio if you want to download the episodes. And for anyone that wants to contact us.
Somebody's got contests on the brain, and I'm just going to leave it there.
Somebody's
got contests on
words
the brain.
Are hard. We all know words are hard for me. Come on. You can send an email to podcast@wowchallenges.com. So whether it is tips, tricks, puns, information, feedback, go for it. That would be good. All right, Stone, where can we find you, please?
You can find me in the back alley, drinking beer and sipping my scotch. Actually, the scotch is not bad.
Okay.
If you have it with a little bit of ice, I can deal with it. If you have it a straight shot. You can find me on Twitter at STONEGRASP, as well as the Adventures in lost my breath. That's what I'm talking about is the, I'm just start to lose the breath. As well as the Adventures in Azeroth podcast, which we did last night.
Yeah. We did. Episode 86, I think. Which was good fun. All right. You can find me on Leta Wow, which is LLETAWOW, as well as Behind the Avatar and of course Adventures in Azeroth. Are the shows. Now, big thanks as always to Mark Conan and Epic Insanity, because Mark Conan does our intro, Epic does our outro, and as always, we always love to say thank you because they've done a fantastic job. So Mark Conan on Twitter is at Mark Conan Wow, and Epic is at Epic_Insanity. You can also check his shows out, Frozen Nerds and Epic Questions. So thank you guys for trialing our new Iron Elite show. I hope you found it to be a little bit fun, a little bit different. We've had some good times. Good luck with all your challenge tunes. Both just have a really good week. Stay safe both in and out of game. That's probably the main thing. All right. Bye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast, produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2018. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used on the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great royalty-free music at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.